when they first started doing credit cards, I worked with the credit cards and signed up the businesses in town and got all that. And then they decided to get a computer. We had an in-house computer. We decided on it in 1971, and I went to some schools in Denver, and then it was installed in early 1972.
Old computer, it was the old kind, so they had the floor raised so that all of the cords and the air conditioning and everything could be under. And the disks were about this big.
Oh, they were huge. It was not a desktop. It was almost the size of this room. But it didn't have the capacity of my phone that I carry in my pocket.
The first we really realized that was when one of the granddaughters graduated from high school and wanted a handheld calculator. And it had more
memory, more capability than
the original computer at the bank.
It was all key entry or card entry.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't have disks at that time. And it was all card. You had to key punch everything and then feed those cards in. But later we got disk, which is the old big floppies that were about the size of almost the size of a sheet of paper, and then we got them down to where they had the smaller ones that you see sometimes yet today. And John France, who was the president of the bank, thought that it'd be nice if somebody from the bank was able to run that rather than hiring somebody. So we took tests, a bunch of us, and I just happened to pass the test the highest. So I got the job as the computer person, and I eventually went up to, I was vice president of computer operations. Everything was turned upside down. It wasn't very well received by some of the older employees of the bank. I remember in particular our cashier. He was a tremendous man. I loved him. He was, but he retired right after we put that in. He just couldn't handle it. He liked everything laid out that he could do, and the computer really took a lot of the responsibility for things away, and he was ready to retire.